Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 11th of July 2018, and this is the 842nd Mole Out Loud podcast. slightly drowned out podcast. I might actually have to move somewhere else. But at the moment, I'm sitting in a square in the city, and I've just eaten a sushi for lunch, and I'm waiting to be able to undisable my iPad. I forgot to disconnect the Bluetooth, and so now it's disabled, and so I can't actually go anywhere with my keyboard and iPad without totally disabling it, so I have to wait until I'm allowed to try again. So I'm just sitting here. I've just been on a big cycle ride out to Mona. I thought I'd just go a little bit of the way, but actually once I was on the bike I was fine, and really it's stopping and starting it, putting it on its stand and manipulating it, that's the problem. So now I'm about to go to the art school library and see how I go there this afternoon. Hello again. It's a bit less noisy now, and luckily my iPad wasn't completely disabled. I just had to wait for it to allow me to get back in again. And then I was able to move. It's happened to me before, and I was completely cut out and had to reboot the whole thing, and re-download all my apps, and it was a palaver. So I'm very glad that it didn't get that far. I was a bit astonished when I was in the sushi bar, when I was trying to find my purse, that my whole backpack suddenly burst into a Beatles song. I can't remember which one. Here Comes the Sun. And I couldn't get it to stop. And I think it's because I had my keyboard loose in my bag, and in my rummaging I had pressed the buttons and I'd forgotten to turn the Wi-Fi off on my iPad. So it was just a little hitch, but I realised in that whole process how tired I was. I did get down to the art school library and set myself up and got a few things written, but I was so sleepy after that long ride in the cold that I found myself nodding off. And I decided it was best to come home before I really got too tired to do so. So I've come back and I had a bit of a nap. And now I'm up again and I'm about to make a pot of tea. I don't know quite why I'm doing that. It's a bit late for a cup of tea. It's what I wanted when I reached home, and then I found myself going to sleep instead. So in a way, it's a desire that I just haven't yet fulfilled. And it'll be jolly good when I do have it. So today I haven't done very much writing. On Tuesday night, I think, was it? Yes, was it last night? Gosh. Yes, it was last night that I went to the writer's cave. I actually left my keyboard behind. So I don't know what it is with the keyboard at the moment. This is the second time I've forgotten to take it with me. I'd forgotten on Saturday, and then I forgot again last night. So I ended up handwriting, swapping over my hands, trying to kind of keep my arms a bit protected. And it worked quite well, although I find it much harder to read my handwriting, I must say, than it is to read a printed, a kind of font, a printed font. So I'm not sure where I'm going to go with what I've already written. But at least things flowed out of my head and through my hands and onto paper. And there's something very quiet about writing on paper. And I think if I did more of it, I could get quite used to writing longer prose in notebooks. So we'll see, we'll see. I'm glad that I haven't completely lost the knack of writing, though, because it's very much easier to find paper and a pen if you've got nothing else than it is to locate some electronic device. I'm not going to do any writing tonight. I was quite surprised that I managed to get out to Mona and back, but I think it's probably a good idea not to challenge myself to do any more tonight. It was an absolutely exquisite day, a cold morning, and there were just three of us, and we had a coffee out at Mona. I've been wanting to go to Mona for a long time to look at the exhibition, and my plan has been to cycle out there and then spend the day out there looking at the exhibitions. But actually, judging by today, I think that if I decide to go to the exhibitions, I'll take the ferry out because it would be just a bit too much to do in a day. To cycle there and back and to go round the galleries. I find walking around galleries can be tiring as well as inspiring. So it was good to see that, and at this time of year is a really lovely time to go out there on the ferry as well. And there aren't that many people out now that Dark Mofo is over. There aren't so many people out at Mona. And I know the exhibitions are really exciting at the moment, so I'm looking forward to getting out there. I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to be out there in whatever your outside is doing at the moment, heat, wind, rain, snow. The mountain today was absolutely beautiful. I could see it for part of my bicycle. I have to turn off and across one street. And I hadn't seen it before that. And suddenly, this whole mountain was in front of me with snow, a lot of snow on it. And I really had to remember that I was on a bicycle and couldn't just look at the mountain. So I do hope that you've had some part of of nature that's given you joy today. And I hope you've been able to engage with your work, even if it's just a little bit, even if it's 10 minutes before nodding off at it. I hope you've been able to think about it, dream about it, move it on, or think about working on it in the future, or plan to have some engagement with it if you can't write this moment. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.